Romans 11. I'm going to just start with one verse. Turn with me to verse 25. Romans 11, verse 25. Okay. Romans chapter 11 is primarily about the mystery of God concerning Israel. Okay, what Paul is trying to do is in this whole chapter, he's addressing the importance and the necessity for the Gentile church to understand this mystery. Okay, and the whole chapter, he primarily is talking to a Gentile audience, Romans believer. Let me just read verse 25. Then I explain to you what this mystery of God is all about. Romans 11, verse 25. Paul said this, "For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion." I'm reading from New King James Version. Let me just read it one more time. "For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery." Paul has this great burden. He said, no, let me tell you, don't be ignorant. I'll explain to you why this is so crucial. Let me just explain what is the mystery of God, okay? There are about 7 or 8 mystery of God in the New Testament. Mystery of God is not some mysterious revelation that we don't know what is it about. By and large, no, actually not by and large, all. There are about 7 or 8 mystery of God in the scripture, okay? These are so-called hidden or secret plan of God. Not new truth. It's all in the scripture. It's always in the Bible. But at the right time, at the right season, at the strategic moment, by the revelation of the Holy Spirit, God reveals so that we understand. For example, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 32. Paul talks about another great mystery. The mystery of the church is the bride. Jesus is the bridegroom. Okay, turn with me to Romans 16. Romans chapter 16. Romans chapter. So that you understand this mystery. It's at the right timing. Okay, that's why right now, it's not surprising. The church of Jesus Christ worldwide is awakening to this issue of Israel because God is beginning to speak about this mystery. I mean, it's always in Romans 9, 10, 11. Suddenly, there is the interest because God, at a strategic time, He began to speak by the revelation of the Holy Spirit and He's awakening the church. So, we begin to open and see. Okay, Romans 9, verse 16. No, Romans 16, verse 25. Romans 16, verse 25. Paul said this, "Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery." That is this mystery of God. But by the revelation of God, it began to unravel. "Who kept secret is always in the written word. Since the world began, but now make manifest by the prophetic scripture, make known to all nation." So that is mystery. Turn back with me to Romans 11, verse 25. Okay, if you read Romans 11, verse 25, Apostle Paul has tremendous burden for the Gentile church. Okay, he said, I'm going to tell you why. Okay, because it's important for us to know. Okay, that's why we need to have clarity. If what this issue of Israel is about in accordance to the Bible, okay, Paul has a tremendous burden for the Gentile church to understand. He's like not giving you any option. You read carefully, he's not giving you any option. He said this, "I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant." Say, don't be ignorant. You know, I know some people say that ignorance is the best policy. No, ignorance is not the best policy. Please go and find out. Paul said, don't be ignorant of this mystery. You know, I call this apostolic burden. If you read Romans 9, 10, 11, there's 2 apostolic burden. I believe that as we go nearer and nearer to the return of Jesus and in the last days, God wants to put this 2 apostolic burden upon the church of Jesus Christ, especially the Gentile church. Okay, the first one is Romans 9. Turn me to Romans 9. So I want you to keep flipping a scripture because you need to get familiar with all this scripture. Okay, I know. Now it's called flip 2. Because some of y'all use an iPhone or iPad. So either you flip or click or whatever. Okay, yeah. Romans, the first apostolic burden is Romans 9, verse 2 and 3. It's the apostolic burden for the salvation of Israel. Do you know God is going to put this on the end time Gentile church? Because we are the one who's going to provoke Israel to jealousy. But we need to have that burden so that whether we pray, we provoke, or we stand for her, so that she'll be awakened. Paul said this. I know we had a discussion recently. Many people tell me, unbelievable. Paul is willing to lose his salvation for the sake of the nation of Israel. That's why it's called apostolic burden. How can this be? Is it biblical? Give you some example. Remember Moses? God is about to wipe out Israel in Exodus. I think it's Exodus 33. What did Moses say? God, if you want to wipe out Israel, please block out my name from your book first. Wow. How about Jesus? Jesus came, he laid down his life for us. Okay, no, I mean, we won't lose our salvation. Don't worry. Say, yeah, now I'm not going to come next week. You're going to love Israel, going to lose your salvation. No. See, Jesus said this. If you lose your life, you will gain it. Okay, the more you want to keep, you may lose it. But anyway, what I'm talking about, that God is going to release this apostolic burden on the church of Jesus Christ. So that with this burden, we will stand, we will pray. Paul said this, Romans 9, verse 2, that I have great sorrow and continual grief in my heart, for I could wish that I myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my countrymen, according to the flesh. Okay, this is the first apostolic burden. There's a second one. One is pertaining to Israel. Another one is pertaining to Gentile church, which is about understanding the mystery of Israel. The Gentile church need to understand. That's where this is one of the objectives of this course, because I pray that many of us will become the voice to speak to the Gentile church. Because I say earlier, according to Peter Sukahira, 70% of the Gentile church around the world believe in replacement theory. Wow, that is bad. That is bad. Next week, I'll tell you why that is bad. Because Israel is a litmus test of God for the church in the last days, whether you are for Him or against Him. That's Matthew chapter 25. Okay, turn back with me to Romans 11, verse 25. Now, the question is this. Why it is so important? I'm going to give you what mystery of God is all about. I'm going to do it quickly because I realize that now it's about 4. Okay. The question is, why is it important for us not to be ignorant of this mystery? I'll keep saying ministry. No, it's not ministry. Why it is so important for us not to be ignorant of this mystery? 3 things, okay? Write this down. I don't know whether it's in the notes, okay? Because ignorant of this mystery will lead to 3 things. Write the verse down. I'm going to run through these 3 things. Romans 11, verse 18. Romans 11, verse 18, verse 20 and 22, and verse 25. Got it? Romans 11, verse 18, verse 20 to verse 22, verse 25. Ignorant of this mystery will lead to 3 things. The first thing is this. If we are ignorant, we will develop our own understanding, our own opinion, or our own conclusion regarding the issue of Israel that is not scripture-based. Then, it's not according to the heart of God. It can lead to nationalism or sentimentalism. Or have you heard of this thing called romanticizing Israel? Everything about Israel is good and so on. No, we love Israel. We pray for Israel. But I'll be the first to tell you that we don't agree with right now everything that the nation of Israel do right now. Same is for God. But it's not an issue of everything or nothing. I'm sure God loves Israel intensely right now, but God may not agree with everything that she's doing right now. We have to pray for her. See, the problem is once we are ignorant, everything is based on our own understanding, opinion, conclusion. We're going to come up with our own theory. Then we can go either extreme. Verse 25 said this, "For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of your own, of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion." That's where you're going to develop your own understanding, and that's dangerous. Eventually, you will go extreme. I have seen many. Some was my fellow, I'm not even going to mention him. Some is my fellow colleague pastor. Started off with zeal for Israel. A little bit ignorant, eventually now even deny Jesus as a Messiah. It's true. It's true. They went extreme. They started off with loving Israel, standing for Israel. No, there could be another extreme too. You became dislike Israel, called anti-Semitism. But I'm talking about this one first. They have zeal for Israel. They stand with Israel, practice all the rites and so on. Everything is Israel and so on. Eventually, come to a point where, no, Jesus is not Messiah. Scary, isn't it? No, the person actually publicly renounced Jesus, said that, no, Jesus is not God. It all began with that. That's why we have to everything based on the scripture. Not how you feel, not how I feel, or not some big shot say. No, I respect, I do listen, but everything I have to go back and search the scripture. This is the first thing. That's why Paul is so insistent. Don't be ignorant. So that you will not develop your own understanding and opinion because you can go off tangent. That's the first thing. Second, ignorant of this mystery will lead to the second thing. We become arrogant and haughty towards the Jewish people. Do you know we can? That's where we would develop anti-Semitism or replacement theory. Okay, a few things. If we don't get it, this we will become arrogant and haughty Jewish towards the Jewish people. Okay, this is what's happening right now to the Roman believer in Rome. That's why Paul is writing that, hey, don't be arrogant, don't be haughty. Because subtle arrogance and haughtiness begin to creep in. They're actually two attitudes right now. That's why Paul is warning them. I'm going to read through the verse. Okay, they presume that they are more superior because the Jew has rejected the Messiah. So they become arrogant and haughty. And the second thing is they begin to dishonor the Jewish people. Have you heard of Martin Lloyd-Jones? Not Martin Lloyd-Jones. What am I talking about? Martin Luther. Have you heard of Martin Luther? Do you know that at the end of his life, he hated the Jews. He went off tangent. It can happen to all of us. It kind of like he's the first reformer, started the first reformation. He ended bad because he did not understand. That's where Paul is warning. If you're ignorant, even initially, you may develop your own understanding or opinion. Eventually, you can become arrogant and haughty. That's what Paul is warning the Romans believer, which we are seeing right now among many Gentile churches. We put down Jews and so on. Okay, let's go to Romans chapter 18. That's where Paul is warning. Chapter 11, verse 18. Paul said this. Do not boast, because they are boasting when they say, yeah, they see they are blind, they rejected the Messiah. We understood. Do not boast against the branches. But if you do boast, remember that you do not support the root, but the root supports you. You know, that's why Paul is trying to say, you know what's your root? Your root is Jewish. So I always tell the Gentile church, don't be cocky. Your Messiah is Jewish. Jesus is Jewish. The root of a Gentile church is Jewish. Okay, no, I'm not asking you to, you know, suddenly don't import, you know, put on Jewish flag and so on. No, if you want to go ahead, but that does not mean that you understand the mystery of Israel. We're going to give you three litmus tests in understanding the mystery of Israel, but that is not what it means, but just that you got to recognize we plug into the Jewish root. Okay, that's where the ignorant will lead to them become arrogant and haughty. That's the third thing. If you don't watch it, eventually we will lead to anti-Semitism. You know, anti-Semitism will lead us to this thing called apostasy. It means God will cut you off. That's in Romans. I'm going to read a few verses. Verse 22. Paul said this. You're going to read through the whole chapter. In fact, read chapter 9, 10, 11 to have a full grasp of it because I have no time to go in detail. Okay, but I'm giving you some nuggets of it so that you can have a grasp of it as you see the flow. Okay, verse 22. Therefore, consider the goodness and severity of God. Paul is warning the Gentile believer. Understand both aspects. Goodness of God. Because of the fall of Israel, the gospel has come to the Gentiles. The goodness of God. But he also warned of the severity because watch it. Watch it. Because if you allow this anti-Semitism to grow in your heart, eventually will lead to God cut you off. I'll talk about it next week. Okay. He said this, therefore consider the goodness and severity of God on those who fell, severity. But towards you, for those who fell, I'm talking about the Jewish people. Those who, I lost it. Okay. Those who fell, severity. But towards you, goodness. If you continue in His goodness, otherwise you also will be cut off. Verse 23, and they also, if they do not continue in unbelief, God is going to graft her back. That's the mystery of Israel. Do you know at the end of the day, all Israel will be saved? Okay, that's what verse 23. If they also, if they do not continue in unbelief, will be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. For if you were cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will these who are natural branches being grafted into their own olive tree? See, don't. Watch out. If not, you could be cut off. Okay, now I'm going to explain to you what is the mystery of Israel. There are actually five essential parts, but let me give you a general part. Then I'll give you a five essential part. Can you go another 15 minutes? Can you? I say 15 minutes, I'm likely to go slightly further. So I trick you first. In one comma. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Okay, what is the mystery of Israel? What is the mystery? I'll give you a general definition. Then I'll give you a five essential parts because you need to understand all this. It's all in Romans chapter 11. Okay, what is the mystery of God's plan? No, the mystery of Israel basically is mystery of God's plan concerning Israel. That's what it is about generally. Okay, write down this definition. Write down this definition. It's God's plan for global redemption and salvation plan for nation through Israel. It's through Israel. Israel is the vehicle. Through Israel, there will be the fulfillment of, I'm going to finish it there, explain, world evangelization and the discipleship of nation, which Jesus said, Great Commission. That is the mystery of Israel. The mandate was primarily given to Abraham in Genesis chapter 3. The mandate was given. Okay, basically, there's a twofold mandate. Actually, there are twofold mandate, but there's something that has happened. That's where later I run through Romans 9. God has given Israel ninefold entrustment or ninefold mandate. But there's a twofold mandate. One is this. Israel is to have a leadership role in bringing God's salvation plan to all nations initially. But because we rejected the Messiah, the gospel has come to the Gentiles. But eventually, you'll go back. So, we are only a caretaker. So, don't hold on too long. Understand, okay? I'll give you all the verse. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 6 to 8. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 6 to 8. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 10 to 12. Isaiah 43, verse 10 to 12. Isaiah 44, verse 8 to 9. Isaiah 44, verse 8 to 9. The first four mandate, Israel is to have a leadership role in bringing God's salvation to all nation. That's the second four mandate. Israel is the prototype of what it means to be a godly and the holy nation of God. That's Exodus 19, verse 5 to 6. Exodus 19, verse 5 to 6. Got it? Do you know that there are some more? It's through Israel the Messiah will be birthed. It's through Israel that the Messiah will come back the second time. Because you remember Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, when Adam and Eve fell, God came out of the plan. Actually, all this while he had this plan. He told Satan what? There'll be a seed of the woman that will come. He will crush the serpent's head, but the serpent will strike his heel. So he has to create a context for the Messiah to come. So he's chosen this nation. Next year, I'm going to surprise you. Who do you think is the first Jew? Who is the first Jew? Who? Answer wrongly is okay, you know. You die, you still go to heaven. Who is the first Jew? Abraham, isn't it? Who do you think Abraham is? Where does Abraham come from? If read carefully Genesis 12, his father is a Chaldean. So who is Abraham? Babylonians. Who are the modern-day Babylonians? Iraqi. I explain to you what it means. Jew is a chosen race. Amazing, is it? That's why it's called the mystery of Israel. I'm going to read carefully. Okay? You don't have to buy wholesale what I say. Go and read Genesis chapter 12. His father is a Chaldean. Chaldean is a Babylonian. Babylonian is an Iraqi. Okay, I don't know whether some people joke. Long-distance cousin of Saddam Hussein. No, don't get there. Okay, don't get there. Okay. So this is generally the mystery of... See, you need to understand. Then you know that being Jewish is a call. Call out one. God called a man out because he needed a context for the Messiah to come, for the salvation of God in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, salvation plan of God to be fulfilled. He has to look for a group of, no, or rather, it start with a man, Abraham, call out one. That's what it is about. Israel, okay. Five essential parts. I'm skipping quite a bit of things because I have no time. Okay, five essential parts of the mystery of God concerning Israel. Okay, I'm going to run through briefly. It's all in Romans 11. Five essential. You need to know this because everything about Israel is centered around this fivefold mystery. Five parts. First one, the call of Israel is irrevocable. I have to start from this one because this is essential. From the start, we have to knock off the replacement theory. God has not totally written. That's why there's this statement say, the rejection of Israel is not final. The rejection of Israel is not total. Okay? The call of Israel is irrevocable. Write this down. Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11, verse 1 to 11. Romans 11, verse 1 to 11. And verse 29. Okay? The call of Israel is irrevocable. Don't fight. If you have an issue, please talk to God. Don't talk to me. I didn't decide on that. Neither am I. You know, somebody says, oh, Kichong, you're pro-Jew. No, I'm pro-God. It happens that God is pro-Jew. So I stand with God. As simple as that. No, I'm not into this. No, yeah, Jewish. That's why I don't eat pork. I always tell people, I thank God I'm a Gentile believer. I still can eat pork chop. Yeah, okay. Gentile eat pork chop. Yeah, never mind. Okay, no. If you don't want, it's fine too. So the first one, the call. No, I'm saying so that we understand. Everything has to base on the scripture. There are scripture lay very clearly. There's a distinction between Jewish believer and the Gentiles believer. We are exempted by and large for many things. Okay, that's Acts chapter 15, Jerusalem Council. Okay, yeah. The call of Israel is irrevocable. Yeah, now they are prodding. Yes, it's irrevocable. Yeah, Romans 11, verse 1 to 11, verse 29. Second, I will elaborate a little bit. Second, no, we need to understand all this so that we will pray correctly. We will pray correctly according to the heart of God that is based on the scripture. Okay, second thing. Second essential part of the mystery of God concerning Israel. The Jewish people have a temporary spiritual blindness. Okay, I explain to you. Partly it's due to them, partly it's preordained. Okay, amazing. That's why at the end of the day, Paul bowed down and worship God. Say, wow, God, unbelievable. You are so brilliant. You are smart. You are whatever. Okay, that is one of the tests about Israel, understanding Israel. The Jewish people have a temporal spiritual blindness. Okay, Romans 11, verse 25. Romans chapter 11, verse 25. Romans 11, verse 7 to 10. Romans 11, verse 7 to 10. The third one. All Israel will eventually be saved. 100%. Okay, not now, down the road. All Israel will be saved. That's what one of the things that we are praying. God, this is what you say in the Holy Scripture. We are praying, as you say in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. In the last days, you're going to pour out the spirit of grace and supplication. You will open the eyes of Jewish people worldwide. They will see the one that hangs on the tree and they will mourn and will repent because finally they realize that is their Messiah. and all will cry out unto Jesus. Some say one day, whole nation will be saved. I don't know. The scripture is not that clear. It doesn't bother me. One day, 1 month, 3 weeks, I don't care. But it will be a great miracle. I mean, there's no nation in one day get saved. I tell you, that will be awesome. But we have to pray. Okay, so that's the third thing. All Israel will be saved. The fourth thing, okay, Gentile, don't get jealous, okay? You are as special. God loves you the same as you love, as He loved the Jewish people. Don't get into this, oh no, they are more important. No, we are as important. It's an issue of calling. Do you know that they have higher calling? They experience greater glory. There's one thing we don't realize. They suffer more too. Everything is twofold more. Oh yeah, many people say, I want to be Jewish, but they forget about the persecution part. They kind of like, you know, Hawkins says, Siam, the persecution part. You want to take the whole thing, the whole package. Okay, so you be Jewish, I be Gentile. I'll just pray for her. Yeah, yeah, as long as Jesus loved me, that's good enough. Okay, you can go and suffer. I just love the Jew. That's it, I pray for her. I say, yeah, you're a coward. Yeah, I say I'm a coward. I just love Jesus. Okay, yeah. No one volunteered to be martyr. Not Mary and Martha, no. The martyrdom that Martha. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, you say, yeah, coward. Yeah, that's why I need Jesus. Okay. Anyway, it's not about more important. That's why we understand, okay? So the third one, right? Okay. Third one, all Israel be saved. I'm going to the fourth one. Okay, good. Yeah, listening. Fourth one. Can I have another 10 minutes? Okay, yeah. See, I told you I would trick you. Yeah. Fourth one. The fullness of Israel will lead to God's glory filling the earth. I explained to you. No, this is not just revival. More than revival. It's talking about the glory of God will fill the earth. That's the Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14, prophecy. More than just revival church growth. You're talking about millennial kingdom. Because the fullness of Israel, there's a difference between fullness of Israel and all Israel will be saved. When it happened, Jesus will come back the second time. The glory of God will fill the earth. Okay, that's why it's so vital. I explained to you. Okay, I try to do it in 10 minutes. The fullness of Israel will lead to God's glory filling the earth. Romans chapter 11, verse 12 to 15. Romans chapter 11, verse 12 to 15. Romans chapter 11, verse 12 to 15. Last one. Maybe I will take a break because I realize that there's no way I can do it in 5 minutes. If I do it in 5 minutes, I'm doing injustice. Then you walk away, don't get the full grab. So let me just finish the last one. Then come back. I'm going to elaborate this fivefold essential part of the mystery of Israel. Fifth one, the fullness of Gentiles will provoke Israel to jealousy. I'm going to explain to you why it's the fullness of Israel and why it's the fullness of Gentiles. Okay, the fifth one, the fullness of Gentiles will provoke Israel to jealousy. This is vital for us because it's a requirement of God for the Gentile church in the last days. We are called to provoke Israel to jealousy. This prophecy has not been fulfilled. Not yet. And we need to understand so that worldwide, we're going to stand with Israel. Do you know that Israel will go through another Holocaust? Major. The Bible actually prophesied, Zechariah 13, in the last days, 2/3 of the Jewish people will be killed. Wow, how do you pray, man? I will show you from the scripture. That's what we need to understand. So the fifth one, the fullness of Gentile will provoke Israel to jealousy. Romans 11, verse 25. Romans 11, verse 25. I hope you can, I hope this is not too hot. Okay, that's why I'm going to take a break. Now it's 4:15.